Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Employee Engagement HR Fundamentals by Emma Bridger is a practical business and HR title focused on how organizations can understand, measure, and improve employee engagement. Written by an experienced engagement consultant and psychologist, the book is designed for HR practitioners, people managers, and students who want a clear introduction to a subject that is often discussed in abstract terms but difficult to implement well. Rather than treating engagement as a vague ideal, Bridger frames it as a workplace issue that can be examined through evidence, organizational context, and applied tools. The book reflects the realities of tighter budgets, increased pressure on employees, and the need for engagement strategies that support business goals. Its value lies in combining accessible explanation with exercises, case examples, and practical guidance, making it useful both as a learning resource and as a reference for day-to-day organizational work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, engagement as a measurable business and people issue. A central strength of the book is its refusal to treat employee engagement as a soft or purely inspirational concept. Bridger presents it as something organizations must understand in relation to performance, retention, and workplace experience. This matters because engagement often becomes diluted when it is discussed only as morale or satisfaction. The book instead encourages readers to see it as a structured organizational challenge with observable signs and practical implications. By linking engagement to business outcomes, it helps HR professionals justify why engagement deserves serious attention, especially in environments where resources are limited. The emphasis on measurability also shapes how the topic is approached throughout the book. Engagement is not just something to hope for, but something to assess, interpret, and improve through informed action. That positioning gives the book a more analytical foundation than many introductory HR texts, which often remain at the level of general advice. Secondly, a practical framework for understanding what drives engagement. The book is built around the idea that engagement can be understood through a practical framework rather than a single formula. Bridger draws on psychology and behavior change to explain why employee engagement is influenced by a combination of factors, including leadership, communication, workplace conditions, and the way people experience their roles. This is important because engagement is often oversimplified as a result of perks or one-off initiatives. The book pushes readers to think more carefully about the conditions that shape how employees feel and act at work. Its framework is useful because it turns a complex subject into something HR teams can work with systematically. Instead of offering isolated tips, the book helps readers identify patterns and link interventions to real organizational needs. That makes the material especially relevant for managers who need to move from general concern about disengagement to a more informed diagnosis of what is actually happening in their teams or departments. Thirdly, science-informed guidance translated into usable HR practice. Another key feature of the book is the way it translates research and theory into applied guidance. Bridger is not simply presenting engagement as a subject for academic discussion. She uses evidence to support practical decisions that HR practitioners can make in real organizations. This balance between theory and application gives the book credibility, especially for readers who want more than anecdotal advice. The inclusion of exercises and examples is significant because it helps readers move from understanding concepts to testing them in practice. In that sense, the book functions as a bridge between research literature and workplace implementation. It is particularly valuable for readers who need to explain engagement approaches to others, since evidence-backed material tends to carry more weight in organizational settings. The science-informed approach also helps guard against fashionable but ineffective engagement initiatives, encouraging readers to focus on what is more likely to produce meaningful change rather than temporary enthusiasm. Fourthly, case studies and exercises that support real-world application. The book stands out for its practical learning design. Case studies and exercises are not treated as decorative additions. They are part of the method for helping readers understand how engagement works in everyday organizational situations. This matters because many people can recognize the general importance of engagement, but struggle to apply the idea in a specific workplace context. The examples help readers see how principles translate into action, while the exercises encourage reflection and problem-solving rather than passive reading. For HR professionals, this is especially useful because their work often requires adapting concepts to different teams, cultures, and constraints. The book therefore supports both learning and implementation. It also helps managers who may not have formal HR training but still need to address engagement in their own areas. By keeping the material grounded in practice, the book makes the subject more accessible without reducing its complexity or importance. Lastly, relevant for constrained workplaces that need realistic engagement strategies, the book is particularly attentive to the pressures facing modern organizations, including tighter budgets, economic uncertainty, and stressful working conditions. This makes its guidance more realistic than engagement books that assume generous resources or ideal organizational cultures. Bridger recognizes that engagement work often has to be done in imperfect environments, where leaders must prioritize carefully and choose interventions that are feasible as well as effective. That realism is one of the book's strongest qualities because it reflects the actual constraints under which HR practitioners operate. Rather than promising simple fixes, it frames engagement as an ongoing effort that must align with business objectives and workplace realities. This helps readers avoid unrealistic expectations and focus on sustainable improvement. For organizations that are trying to maintain performance while managing pressure and change, the book offers a grounded perspective on what engagement can and cannot do, and why thoughtful implementation matters more than surface-level initiatives. In conclusion, Employee Engagement HR Fundamentals is best suited to HR practitioners, line managers, students of HR, and anyone new to the topic who needs a practical and credible introduction. It is especially useful for readers who want to move beyond broad statements about the importance of engagement and understand how it can be measured, interpreted, and acted on in real organizations. The book offers value both as a learning text and as a working reference, since it combines explanation, exercises, and applied examples. Its main benefit is that it gives readers a structured way to think about engagement without turning the subject into jargon or theory for its own sake. Compared with many books in the HR field, it stands out for its balance of accessibility and evidence-based practice. Bridger does not present engagement as a trend or a slogan. She treats it as a serious organizational issue that requires informed judgment, practical tools, and alignment with business needs. That combination makes the book especially relevant in workplaces where resources are limited and results matter. If you would like to support Emma Bridger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.